And welcome in Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Jim Klass, as we get your local programming block underway here on KGYM for this Friday. Good show coming up for you. A lot of your interaction. Welcome as we talk replay. And very apropos that this be our first topic of the year, Mark, as I welcome you in here today. You got your long jacket out again today. This is Iowa in a nutshell. Only in Iowa can you have record high temperature yesterday, then come back, have torrential rains last night, and a 27-degree temperature drop today back into around 60 degrees in 24 hours. That is Iowa in a nutshell.
One day air conditioning, next day you got the furnace kicking in. So it is what it is. Much different day at Drake Stadium in Des Moines for the co-ed state track meet. We'll give you some results out of there for Eastern Iowans soon. And, yes, we'll talk replay. Very timely because of what happened in the Kentucky Derby and what happened to the St. Louis Blues just a night or two ago in hockey, and where replay wasn't available and cost the Blues a game. So we'll visit that. NFL, college and pro basketball, replay, baseball. Every sport has it nowadays. What do you like? What do you don't like? And that's coming up soon.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. If you'd like to weigh in, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. We are, as always, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Hey, get the weekend off to a great start. That'd be a place to do it. Great place to do it. When you're at third base, you're practically home. And great place to go out with family, friends, coworkers, what have you. Third Base at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the Jim Klass Show right here on KGYM. You mentioned state track and field is going on. We'll get to that here in just a little bit, but let's make our way over to Bethpage Black. Farmingdale, New York on Long Island. I have a terrible New York accent. I'm not even going to try it. I shouldn't have done it. Zach's already done, and he's sticking around for the weekend.
He is indeed. A very good round today. A 1-under par 69 for Zach. He played early and a very solid round. He's striking the ball well based on the statistics I've seen. Drove it particularly well yesterday in a 1-over par round. But, yes, he's even par for the tournament, well inside the cut line, excuse me, tied for 23rd right now. But it's Brooks Koepka's tournament. Right now, he is 3-under on the day after a 63 yesterday, 10-under par through his first 27 holes, going to the back nine right now, 5-clear of Jordan Spieth and Tommy Fleetwood. Tiger Woods just made a birdie, Scott.
That we've seen in replay 375 times.
And he moves inside the cut line. He was on the cut line. Now he's inside the cut line, which is +3, could go to +4. That remains to be seen right now. Tiger, even on his day, despite hitting only one fairway in his first nine holes.
Make it 10, because he just hit it into, I'm not kidding, knee-high stuff to the left of 10, where he made double yesterday.
Shame. Tiger +2 on the tournament right now, tied for 46th.
Yeah. Right now, this is Brooks Koepka's world, and we're all living in it. To be quite and brutally honest with you. Tommy Fleetwood, good to see Jordan Spieth putt well again and play golf well again. The putting has always been the issue with Jordan during this little dry spell that he has had. Made a little bit of an adjustment, he said, and everything looks good right now. When you make an adjustment in your putting, you seemingly putt better.
Mm-hmm.
You and I know that. It's different putter, different technique, different thought pattern, things like that. And so it's good to see him back out there. Brooks Koepka's driving, you know, 350 yards over trees and things like that. Just missed the 10th, though. He hit it into a fairway bunker to the right of the hole. But unless he comes back, this is a tough golf course. Tiger was the only player on this golf course in 2002 to be under par. Now, it's different setup with the PGA to the USGA. USGA, the fairways are the same width, but you're going to have rough that's 4 or 5 inches deep. This is manageable rough if you've got a good lie. If you don't, then you're going to have to lay it up. If you're way off the course and in the knee-high stuff, then that's you.
The cut in 2002 was plus 10.
Yeah, it's going to be plus 3 this year, more than likely. Maybe plus 4, but I think it's going to stay at 3. I think it's going to stay at 3 unless conditions really deteriorate. They've had good conditions today. The forecast was for 20 to 25 mile per hour winds in the afternoon, and they just haven't come. And they had just a little bit of a shower, light shower go through, which all the golfers like. It's cool. The conditions are good for scoring. And I think right now, let me double check, 22 players under par, which doesn't sound like a whole lot and is not a whole lot. But when you consider less than two handfuls were under par for the entire tournament in the last two U.S. Opens at Bethpage Black, they're playing well out there.
There is another Cedar Rapidian in the field, Jeff Schmid, former classmate of yours at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, former Iowa player and coach, now a club pro, teaching pro at Brown Deer in Coralville. He is through 14 holes on his second round. He's plus 7 on the day and plus 18 for the tournament. I didn't figure that Jeff Schmid would contend for the cut. I know he hoped he would, but this is a really tough assignment for a teaching pro wherever you live. But Jeff, I'm sure enjoying and relishing the moment out there, being among a field of 156. And again, he got into the tournament by way of his finish, top 20 finish in the PGA Club Professionals Championship.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in. We're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis coming up. Let's take a look at what we have in Des Moines at State Track Meet. And it was a strange day yesterday, to say the very least, at the Big Blue Oval in Des Moines, highlighted by a race that was an 8-lapper that they only went 7 because of a miscommunication between the officials.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but there's a lot of conjecture in what they should do about that. They only counted 7 of the laps because the leader, they said, you're done. So he stopped running, and then they said, oh, wait, that's 7. One more, go. And he ended up third. So they gave the win to, they only scored it for 7 laps.
So this is the 3,000-meter race?
I believe so, yeah. 3,200.
3,200, I'm sorry. God, you can't run it over, can you?
No, you can't. So they just counted 7 laps.
Yes, we'll be talking replay.
Replay!
Here in the back half of the show.
Yes, we will. Let's take a look at what's going on. The 2As and the 3As are pretty much done for the day. 1As and 4As just getting started. In fact, the first event, which was going to be the last event of last night, which got postponed until today, was the boys 400 meters, and Darian Porter of Bettendorf, terrific all-around athlete, football player, track guy, he just set a new all-time Iowa State best, beating the great Calvin Davis of City High from 2002. So a record that was around for 17 years, just ran at 46.99. Team scores on the boys' side through 10 events. 3A, Mount Pleasant, your team leader. Sergeant Bluff Luton, second. Pella is third. Dubuque Wallard is fourth. 2A, it's Dyke New Hartford, your team leader, by 1 point over Bellevue. New Hampton is tied for third. That is Nolan Feske, who the Iowa football recruit who won the discus and the shot. He's got all 20 points for New Hampton. They're tied with Northeast in third. And then Williamsburg is in fifth right now. Some of the local results to let you know about. On the boys' side, 2A high jump, Andrew Stewart of Tipton finished fourth. 2A discus, Clayton Thurm of Williamsburg third. Luke Stein of Regina finished fifth. Drew Cook of Williamsburg finished in the eighth spot. Boys 4x2 and 2A, Williamsburg was a team champion. Mid-Prairie 7th. 3A 4x2, Wallert won that just ahead of Marion. The Indians finishing in second. Clear Creek Amana finished up in seventh. 400 meter hurdles in 3A. Connor Whalen of Marion finished up in seventh. 2A boys distance medley relay, it was Williamsburg finishing seventh. Girls side 3A shot put, Jade Palmer of Center Point Urbana finishes second. Lily Meester, who won the discus, finished fourth for Mount Vernon in the shot put. Lauren Upmeyer of Vinton Shelsburg fifth. Cassie McWhorter of Benton Community finished seventh, and Morgan Wilson of Center Point Urbana finished in eighth. 2A discus, Jamie Coffrin of Tipton was the champion. She won Drake as well. 2A distance medley, Mid Prairie wins that. Cascade fifth, Williamsburg in seventh. 3A distance medley relay, Solon finishes in third with Anamosa fifth. In 2A, the 4x2 relay, Mid Prairie fourth, Williamsburg finishes sixth. Wallert wins the 3A 4x2 with Solon third and Marion in sixth. And the 2A 400 meter hurdles, Annie Gahan of Regina finishes fifth. Jalen Vatrebeck of West Branch finishes in eighth. And like I said, 1As and 4As are just getting underway as far as their Friday is concerned at the Big Blue Oval.
And another full slate tomorrow.
Another full slate tomorrow. A lot of the relays coming up tomorrow. A lot more of the relays anyway. So we'll see how that all plays out in Des Moines. 319-366-1600. We've got a $30 gift card to Austed's Golf we're going to be giving away. We'll do that in just a little bit. Austed's Golf, they have the area's largest golf apparel and shoe selection, featuring top brands like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, and more. We cannot guarantee you're going to hit it as far as Brooks Koepka, but you can look as good as Brooks Koepka does. And thanks.
I'm not sure that's possible either.
Thanks to Brian and everybody over at Austed's Golf, Cedar Rapids, as they've been providing our $30 gift certificates, gift cards all this week for us to give away here on the Gym Class. We're going to play Race to Win. We got four prizes remaining as far as Race to Win is concerned, and we're going to give you an opportunity to win on two different occasions here today as we play Race to Win coming up. And as a matter of fact, want to do it right now? I say yes. Let's do it right now. First time today. We're going to play Race to Win. 319-366-1600. We need caller number six. 319-366-1600. Prizes remaining, Twins tickets, Peter Frampton tickets for the McGrath Amphitheater show on Monday, July 29th. A $100 gift card to the Iowa Magic Shop and a terrific prize package from the Cedar Rapids River Kings. Those are the prizes that are up for grabs right now. And again, 319-366-1600 as we're going to play Race to Win coming up. And then we'll talk to Jeremiah Davis and find out what's going on as far as automobile racing is concerned. Locally, I can tell you Hawkeye Downs is postponed for tonight. Was going to be Gazette night. So that has been moved to, I believe, July 17th or thereabouts anyway. So, and that is a free night as well. So no racing at the Hawkeye Downs Speedway. Farley is still on the 300 Speedway for the Big Lucas Oil Late Model Series tonight. Might get there. We'll see. We're going to talk right now, though, with Dan and Marion joining us here to play Race to Win for the first time on our show here on this Friday. How you doing, Dan?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great despite the weather. Do you know how our game is played, Dan?
Yeah, I do. I am following it very much, but I do.
Excellent. Well, we've cut it down to eight numbers, so you got a fighting chance here. Numbers that you can select from are 1, 6, 11, 12, 19, 25, 26, 28. Those are the numbers. So go ahead and pick one of those.
11.
Number 11. Let's see what's under there.
Four tickets, a t-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
There you go, the package from the Cedar Rapids River Kings. Season's still going for the River Kings. And what number will match that?
Let's go with 28.
28. Let's see what's under there.
Two $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop.
Ah, good. Two good prizes. Dan, thanks for listening. Try again, and we'll see if you're a winner next time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Dan from Marion joining us here on the program today. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Whatever you drive should feel like a sweet ride, right? That's why I take my baby to Milex in Cedar Rapids. They treat her with kid gloves and treat me like I know what I'm talking about. I always feel good walking in there, and I really appreciate their complimentary customer shuttle. They even donate 5% of my bill to my kid's school. And when I pick up my car at Milex, they leave candy on the dash. How sweet is that?
Milex Complete Auto Care, 2010 Sylvia Avenue Northeast. Open now during remodeling. CedarRapidsMilexAuto.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
Giannis and the Bucks continue to roll with a Game 1 win over Toronto. Will the Raptors respond and tie the series up in Game 2?
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM 320. Koepka and Woods both bogeyed the 10th. Koepka back to 9-under. Tiger right back on the cut line now at plus threes. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at Bethpage Black. To update you what's happening in the local scene as far as racing is concerned, we turn our attention now to talk some racing. Jeremiah Davis set to join us right now, and of course, Jeremiah does such a great job of covering auto racing with the Inside Track, and it's a wet Inside Track today. Jeremiah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's at least stopped raining, I guess. You know, it's not, we're not watching it rain actively, but pretty much everybody around here that we know of has called the races for tonight, and most for tomorrow too already.
With one exception, I believe, though, and that's
That's right. I'm sorry. Farley Speedway, or I should, let me correct myself, 300 Raceway in Farley, they're still racing night last I heard, which is cool. I hope they had so much bad luck last year with rain, that'd be kind of ironic in a good way if they were the only ones to be able to race tonight.
I don't think we talked to you, Jeremiah, since you got engaged. How about that? Congratulations.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. That's great. Liz puts up with me. I don't know why, but she does. it's pretty cool. I'm a lucky, lucky guy.
You are. You outkicked the coverage like the rest of us here. And and she knows what a racing wife is all about, right?
Oh, well, she's starting to learn. She got a little bit of a taste of it last year, but we're full speed ahead this year. We got the Maxxis Midwest Series planned, and that got rained out for me this week, too. So instead, we're going to Wisconsin to race on Sunday up at Cedar Lake Arena. It's going to be a fun ride, and she's if not enthusiastic, she's a willing participant, and that's more than a lot of people get to say. So, like I said, it's a lot of fun, and I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, and well, there were a couple biggies last night, and that was about it. I know they got the show in down at 34 Raceway in Burlington. That was the first night of the Lucas Oil Late Models, and Hudson O'Neill got the victory down there, and I think they had 35 cars. They had a really good show. The Simpsons were all down there, I know, Callahan and some of the others from Iowa.
Yeah, definitely, and actually it was Decorah's Tyler Bruning who had the best showing of, you know, local guys.
That's right.
Down there, Tyler won a heat race, I believe, and ran top 10. I can't remember exactly where he finished, but ran top 10 most of the night. I think the track got a little rough on him towards the end, but for the most part, you know, ended up being an entertaining show anyway. From the highlights I've seen, Jonathan Davenport led a bunch of the race. And, you know, the big theories that those big names like that don't come through here all that often. You know, it stinks to not be able to go on my part. You know, I know you wanted to go too. I'm not sure if you made it down there, but it's so cool to have them in Iowa and have those big late model names around here. And hopefully, you know, more and more, they're coming back to Farley later this year. So hopefully we see that more and more, that they come around Eastern Iowa, because it's a huge, huge market for those guys around here.
It really is. And they're planning a 3-day run, and last night, Burlington, tonight up at 300 Speedway in Farley, and then they go up to Deer Creek in Spring Valley, Minnesota tomorrow. And so they're going to try like heck to get that show in tonight, because they're all here anyway.
Right. You know, and it's sort of, you see that with family series all the time, that, you know, the guys, when there's rain and stuff like that, they do everything they can. It's not like a weekly show where they're going to call it way ahead of time. If they're here, if they're in the area, they're going to do everything they can to get the show in. But hopefully they can. Burlington's a little out of our area, so maybe hopefully the weather's a little different.
Yeah, they did get it in before the rains hit. I don't think that was the case in Marshalltown last night, though.
No. All the videos and stuff from Marshalltown were, you have to laugh, because there's nothing else you can do. But I know Kyle saw a video from Kyle Brown where they had hail was coming into their trailer, and announcer Jerry Van Sickle, who he announced in Marshalltown as well, he had a video from up on the announcer stand where he and another person were like hidden or like hiding underneath their coat or something like that, waiting for the hail to stop at least. And it just sort of like swept in, much like it did here, but got really bad in a hurry. And it's too bad. They have a lot of heavy hitters there for the Dale DeFrance Memorial.
Yeah, I really did. And are they going to, I haven't heard if they've got a makeup date for that or what they're going to try to do.
I'm not 100% sure what the plan is there. I know they're honoring ticket stubs for any weekly race. If you had a ticket stub from last night at Marshalltown, you can go to any weekly race. But beyond that, I don't know. It's Marshalltown's had some bad luck in the last few years with their big events. You know, the World Nationals has gotten rained out the last 2 years in a row, and they try to reschedule it each time. It's just a bummer because, you know, there's a USMTS guys that were there. I know Zach Vanderbeek was going to race. I believe Ryan Gustin was there, going to race an IMCA car. And that probably won't, you know, won't be able to get that redone if they reschedule it.
No, probably not the case. Jeremiah Davis joining us to talk a little local racing on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:26. And it's not only dirt, but like we said, Hawkeye Downs also, they pulled the plug on things early today. Kind of a combination of things. It was still raining at that time, and a lot of rain underground. The weepers were going to be the big problem, and no sun to come out to try to fix those tonight.
Well, that's just a smart decision, I think. You know, it stinks because it was going to be one of their two free nights, which I think they're going to reschedule for sometime in July.
Yes.
July 19th, if I saw that release correctly. If you had track drying equipment like NASCAR does, Hawkeye Downs would have been able to race tonight, I think, because it's not supposed to keep raining. But if the stories I heard from opening night are anything to take to the bank, you don't want to deal with those weepers. You don't want to put the racers at risk for any undue reason. And you know, you also want to be mindful of the crowd that would show up too. You know, if there is potential for bad weather and there's nobody that shows up on free night, what's the point of having a free night? So, smart decision, even if it stinks.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a lot of people in that big boat going right now as far as trying to fight the rain is concerned. And before we let you go, we got, of course, the big story, Indianapolis. They're going to be qualifying tomorrow, starting tomorrow, Fast Friday. Interesting. They've had four incidents on track so far. Some big names. Fernando Alonso, one of those that was involved with that. But I think the cool part is you've got the teams everybody knows about, and this is the good thing about IndyCar, I think. And then you've got Ed Jones is one right now that's on top of the no-tow speed charts at 230. You've got Jack Harvey doing well. That's what kind of makes it neat.
Absolutely. The month of May at Indianapolis is about those stories. You know, how many people over the last 100 years have we learned about simply because of this race and stories like that? Yeah, it's hard not to pay attention to the Alonso story too, with their wreck, and they haven't been back out on the track, I don't think, at least the last I saw, because IndyCar has that rule, or at least in Indianapolis, they have that rule where the backup car can't have an engine in it, which I think is insane, but that's a different topic for a different day. And in switching their primary race engine over to the backup car, they realized that they broke part of that engine in the wreck. So it's been a whole, you know, story, this dramatic thing for this team that, you know, has one of the most famous drivers in the world racing for it. And, you know, you have to wonder if they're going to make the race because, you know, they didn't have of this trove of backup equipment. They're not a full-time team. So as interesting as the names we don't know are, the one we know probably the best is going to be, it's going to be compelling to see whether or not he even makes the race.
Yeah, there are going to be three bumps. So there are going to be three pretty big names that aren't going to make the race coming up and packing things up on Sunday. So that will be interesting to see. Well, we hope we get more racing in and to talk about it next week. How's that?
That sounds like a plan. Let's talk some like racing we saw in person next week.
That would be good. That would be good. Have fun in Wisconsin, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Jeremiah Davis joining us usually on Fridays to talk some local racing. Wasn't a whole lot of local racing to talk about this week, unfortunately, with the weather. But we talk with Jeremiah Davis, who does the inside track. Going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into our Friday topic, our first one of the spring summer, and we're going to talk replay. What's good about it? What's bad about it? What you want to see changed about it? What you like about it? Should it be expanded? Should it go to officiating and track meets? Should it do a lot of things? 319-366-1600. And as we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up our final $30 gift card from Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. And thanks to Brian, the entire staff over at Austed's. They are over in the Collins Road Square, just north of Lindale Mall, just off of Collins Road. Stop on by. Tell them everybody at KGYM sent you. We're going to take caller number 6 and give them and award them a $30 gift card. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to pick up that gift card. Back with more after this.
Austed's, we've got your game.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
It's all fun and games until you hear those dreaded words.
I'm bored.
Yep, school's finally almost out, and now's the time to figure out whether your internet will be ready. For a limited time, get I'm on 80 megabit internet for just $54 a month and lock in this special rate for the next 2 years. We'll throw in a free Wi-Fi router for 3 months so the kids can play and watch in every room of your house. Switch to I'm on's fast, reliable internet service today for streaming and gaming without the whining. Go to imon.net/radio before May 31st to get this great deal. New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Two lefties meet in game two of a four-game series. A late night coming up on Friday. We hope you join us beginning at 8:30. Hi, this is Corey Provis. It's Perez for the Twins, Gonzalez for the Mariners. 8:30 pregame, 9:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Congratulations to our friend Justin. Justin from the Pin Pals.
Not going to find any bowling equipment out at Ostad's, but you enjoy that, Justin. We'll enjoy this medium jacket for the rest of the summer.
Ha. Until next year. You had to get that in, didn't you?
What?
You had to get that in. You're just poking the bear.
Irresistible,
that's all
isn't it?
All you're doing with that. We were fortunate to get it back at the end of the year, and we're very fortunate to keep it. Right?
Thanks for listening, Justin, and enjoy the gift card.
319-366-1600 here at 336. We're going to play Race to Win one more time. We will do that coming up in just a little bit. But we want to talk replay. It seems that maybe I'm overstating this. I don't know. That there is nothing more that is on both sides of the aisle, as far as the sports world is concerned, than replay at this point. Would you say that is the case or that is not the case, Mark?
I'd say it's very prevalent, and I referenced the Kentucky Derby from 2 weeks ago and the Blues game the other night against San Jose on a play that was not reviewable. Maybe it should be, but you see it every college basketball game. You turn into any MLB game, there's going to be replay. Every football game, there's going to be. It's here. It's not going away. It's only going to get more sophisticated and probably expanded. But do you like it? 319-366-1600.
Let us know what you think. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We already got a few texts that have flown in during our commercial break.
We do indeed, and appreciate that. 72.95, I think replay is needed. The fans complaining that it will make the game longer. Just watch the big games. Fans will always find something to complain about. I would like to see college wrestling allow calls to be reviewed by an official who did not make the original challenged call. I think a couple referees usually go to the table in wrestling and check the replay, and then if they can't make a decision between the two of them, they'll bring in a third official. to probably break the tie, or am I thinking basketball?
No, there's also, that was one of the changes a few years ago as far as collegiate wrestling is concerned, was to bring in a second referee. Used to be just one referee, and if you were out of position or whatever the case may be, then so be it. That's the way it went. But that rule was kind of changed several years ago. To bring that in, you've got a referee on both sides of the action, so you can see if there's an illegal hold or if a shoulder's down or whatever the case may be. So that was a non-replay situation right there.
Another text in regards to the incident you referenced at the state track meet, Scott, in which only 7 laps were completed instead of 8. Texter says it just shows that officials are human. Replay is a potential answer. Find someone to do it who wants to take the criticism that all officials, referees, umpires take. If fans don't like a call, pick up a whistle, learn the rules, be consistent, make a call. That from a wrestling official in Eastern Iowa.
And he's absolutely right, or she is absolutely right, because it's this. The bottom line is, this thing is not as easy as it looks. And in 2019, and even, gosh, in the past 2 decades, the scrutiny against officials, and I don't care what level it is, it has gone from, you know, from a level 3 to a level 10. That's why you're not seeing any official people get into officiating, basically, as far as the high school ranks anymore. It's going to influence the high school ranks first, and then it's going to influence eventually the college ranks, and it's going to influence the pro ranks. Because where do you think those officials come from? They don't start going into the NBA as far as an official is concerned. You start at the lower levels and work your way up. So it's going to take time, but it's going to do that as well and impact all those sports and all those things.
Clarification from that wrestling official. Current rules have the same ref reviewing the call in wrestling. In 2020 at the NCAAs, it may be a 3-panel crew.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to go to the phones and bring in Rick in Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk a little bit about replay, et cetera. Replay at the boys' state tournament, it says on our sheet here. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Pretty well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's good. On the snafu at the state meet in the 3,200 meters, you're wondering how it can happen. It could happen a lot easier on a indoor meet, a long-distance race, and a outdoor meet. It's crazy, if you ask me. I don't know how they would not have kept track of the laps unless somebody just fell asleep, basically.
Yeah, I would agree. You don't see it, and it, like Mark said earlier, it just shows that, you know, as far as that is concerned, you're not going to have a replay, obviously, but they're just human, and somebody messed it up.
Yep. Because we, you know, I've worked at the state level, I've worked at the Big Ten and Iowa meets and whatnot, and we've had snafus, but never anything like that, thank God. And we do have video going so that if there's ever a snafu on order of finish or whatever, you've got that.
Right.
But you have to keep track. The only thing I can think, you know, they have those boards next to the finish line with the, like you use for gymnastics scoring and stuff. But in this case, it's the lap number. Unless the thing slipped and it took a lap away unexpectedly, that's about the only, you know, thing I can think of.
Hey, Rick, can I ask you a question since you are an official?
Yes.
I wanted to know, what do you think impacts the job officials do nowadays and their willingness to get into officiating? Is it replay or is it fans/parents?
I think it depends on the level of officiating. It's a thankless job, regardless of what level.
Mm-hmm.
We're having trouble at the collegiate level replacing the officials, you know, I'm going to be 65 this summer, and I'm one of the younger ones. You know, the people that have been doing it longer than me, they're passing away or they're getting older, that they just don't physically feel up to spending a day at a track meet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But honest to God, I think at the lower level, I think the parents chase people out of it, because who wants to get yelled at? You know, I can think back when I was a college student, they asked me to officiate a meet. I grew up in Iowa City, and it was a Iowa City track meet for junior high. And I had not only the parents, but the Muscatine coaches yelling at me for how I picked a race. And I've been doing track since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it wasn't like I purposefully was trying to screw anybody over, in particular Muscatine or anything. But that's not fun.
It's not. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
Thanks for...
thank you.
You bet. 319-366-1600. Replay, talking about that. What's good about it? What's bad about it? What needs to be done? Here's the whole thing in my opinion. Replay, is it going to help? Sure. My whole thing is, why don't you make it covering everything? Why don't you put somebody, an extra official, and I know it's going to cost money, whatever, but the NFL's got money, Major League Baseball's got money, everybody's got money on the professional level, even the college level. Trust us, Big Ten's got 759 million reasons to have an extra official. But just have them overseeing everything, and when they see something, buzz down. It doesn't have to be the last 2 minutes of a basketball game. Doesn't have to be this. Doesn't have to be that. Whenever they see something, buzz down and review it. Whether it's a hand pass in hockey, whether it's a bad call as far as interference is concerned. I think we're beyond the point of worrying about how long. Of course, there's only one sport that we all worry about nationwide that takes too long. We all know what that is, that terrible eight-letter word, baseball. Oh, we can't have baseball go any farther, or a three-hour and two-minute game, or whatever the case may be, but football can go 3 hours and 58 minutes. It's just, get it right.
I agree. Here's a good two-part text from 8458, making the point that with more states legalizing gambling, don't we need to ensure proper outcomes? And second part of that is also, why do officials look at instant replay as an enemy? Why not look at it as a tool? And I look back to, what was it, 7, 8, 9 years ago, Armando Galarraga, was that his name?
Andre Scalarraga?
No, pitcher for Colorado.
Oh, okay.
8 2/3, no-hit innings.
Oh, was that in Detroit, or was that the...
Anyway, it was a ground ball to the first baseman, and Jim Joyce, the umpire, missed it. And Joyce owned it. He said the guy should have had a no-hitter. I missed the call, blah, blah, blah. And I think more officials should really embrace it. Armando Galarraga, I'm sorry. But in regards to gambling, and we asked Dave Koken about this yesterday, our man in Las Vegas, and he said it doesn't matter. The part of it doesn't matter. It's a matter of getting the games right, no matter what it is, whether it was the Blues game the other night or a regular season NFL game. But, Dave, it does impact gambling. If you had Country Home in the Derby.
You're impacted. Yeah, if you have maximum security in the Derby,
you're impacted. Let me ask you, as a hockey fan, and those out there as well, I'm not a big hockey fan. I'm familiar with the call the other night in the Blues and Sharks game. A hand pass.
Correct.
Okay, that resulted in a goal.
Yes.
My opinion is that in every sport, a scoring play ought to be reviewable.
Yes, and but not that, just the that, play itself.
That was not reviewable because it was a hand pass. Am I right?
That set up the goal.
That doesn't seem right.
No, and that's why I mean have everything be under scrutiny as far as what the official upstairs in the booth or in Toronto or in New York or wherever, whatever they see out there. They do it as far as concussions are concerned for football, right? If somebody upstairs sees somebody that's a little ding, they get in touch with the official down on the field and they say, hey, get number 51 or whatever it is out of the game. You know, get him to the sideline, get him checked out.
1455, I am all for replay. What I don't understand is why certain things are reviewable and other things aren't, such as that hand pass.
Because it was not a part of the goal. It set up
really?
The goal. That's why. Should bring Alex in and just let him go to work for 10 minutes. I enjoyed Alex's rant yesterday, and I was right there with him. 319-366-1600. By the way, the Blues will try to get back at it with Game 4 coming up.
55-94, parents are getting more and more adept to running coaches out of coaching in conjunction with officials out of officiating.
Yeah, that's true. We're starting to see that. We've seen this here in the local area. We've seen it as far as other areas are concerned around the country. As you're right, it's not going to get any better either. That's the bad part. You just keep reading things each week about what happens here and there as far as parents attacking each other at a game, an 8-year-old soccer game or an 8-year-old football game or whatever the case may be. And you're not going to see replay down there, obviously. You're only going to see replay in college and pro situations, but still, it's kind of all ties together, if you will, a little bit.
Yeah, texters, and thank you for so much. We can always rely on you. My memory, a bit fuzzy. Galarraga pitched for Detroit.
I thought it was Detroit.
Yeah, we'll trust them. Yeah.
I thought it thank was you. Detroit. 319-366-1600.
Do we call him Mr. Cheeks or Ryan and Walford?
Either one.
He's one and the same. Personally, they need to do away with replay. Unless every part of every game is replayable, which is not realistic, they shouldn't.
I want it to be.
They shouldn't do it. I don't understand how some things are and some things aren't. It doesn't make sense.
That's, I think Ryan hit the nail on the head. It doesn't make sense. If you're going to have replay, then have everything be reviewable. Not just the NCAA basketball tournament is a terrific example, because you have all of a sudden the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, everything is reviewable. There isn't a ball that goes out of bounds.
Yep.
That is
put
not
2 seconds on the clock.
0.2 seconds need to go back on the clock. There is nothing there that is not reviewed in the last 2 minutes. Well, okay, but you go back to something that happened 7 minutes ago that resulted in a 5-point turnaround, because if you had replay, it would have been turned around. That is the stuff that drives me absolutely buggy, and that's what I don't understand about replay, how it can be in the last 2 minutes. But a game is 60 minutes long, or a game is 9 innings long, or a game is X minutes long. Am I right?
Maybe
shouldn't
we
every
need,
minute be as important as the other minute?
Maybe we need quicker reviews. I'm not saying quick. Saying
I would
quick,
agree with that.
Quicker at the expense of getting it right or wrong. But don't spend 5 minutes
trying to find that minute minutia there that, oh, the ball may have moved a little bit. If you don't see it right away, I'm with you on that. Very good, Mark.
Well, thank you.
I'm with you on that. If you don't see it right away, move on. You got it right. Or there's not enough evidence to turn it over. 319-366-1600. Keep the text coming. Keep the phone calls coming as well. Tiger's outside the cut line.
The text line is spinning. I'm sorry.
So is Tiger. He's spinning right now. He's +4. And CBS is sweating in big bullets right now.
72.95, sports gambling will most likely be challenged by advanced replay. Kind of scary, but you could see some lawsuits, a big and a collection of gamblers against a major sports league.
Could you see that happening? I suppose you could. There was, I know, There was a news item yesterday that one of, I think, FanDuel or somebody like that refunded people that had money on the Blues winning.
I think some tickets at the Kentucky Derby also were refunded.
If you could dumpster dive and find them. Then, yeah, absolutely. All right, 352. We're going to take more of your texts on replay. We'll do that, but we've got to play Race to Win one more time here today. So we're going to get Kyle to get caller six lined up for us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we will play Race to Win. Four remaining prizes on the board, and we'll try to present one of those to our listener, caller six, when we come back.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much of my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trade-in credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If canceled early, remain balance due. Taxes due at sale.
Colorado Rockies and the Philadelphia Phillies. Live from Citizens Bank Park this weekend.
Rounding third, heading home. The throw is not in time.
Saturday starting at 2:30 here on the Gym. 1600 AM KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We'll take a few more of your texts coming up before the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. We've got NBA basketball tonight. We'll join up with the pregame. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Milwaukee and Toronto. And then Twins and the Mariners tonight at 8:30 on 107.5 FM. How long did you make it last night, Mark? What was the over-under set?
Twins jumped out to a 9-1 lead in the fourth, and I checked out. Twins won 11-6, I believe.
Did win.
Yes.
Did win the game, so that is good news.
Miguel Sano back, too. Two doubles.
That's right. Good to see him.
He shouldn't have
had
one. It should have been ruled an error, but that's beside the point.
Indeed. All right, we are going to play Race to Win one more time, and we've got Travis in Shoeyville ready to go and to play here for the second time on this Friday edition of the show. Travis, how are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Are you ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Well, your weekend can get off to a great start if you pick two of our numbers and pick up one of our prizes. How's that sound to you?
Perfect.
All right. We've got these are the numbers that are available. 1, 6, 11, 12, 19, 25, 26, and 28. Four great prizes remaining. I'm going to ask right now for your first selection.
28.
Going to go to the bottom of the board and 28, see what's there.
Two $50 gift cards to the Iowa Magic Shop.
There you go. $100 value from the Iowa Magic Shop. So what number is going to match that and win that prize?
I'll say six.
Number six. And let's see if we've got a match.
Four tickets to see Peter Frampton at the McGrath Amphitheater on July 29th.
Oh, what you helped out other people, bummer. I think. But, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for playing the game with us, Travis.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Travis and Shoeyville, our latest contestant as we play Race to Win. We're going to play at least two times, maybe three times coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming up next right here on KGYM from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. That audible gasp you just heard from New York was CBS Sports brass. Tiger just three-putted the 12th to go to 5 over par. He's now two out of the cut And the back at Bethpage is two shots harder than the front.
Well, I caution you, Rory McIlroy birdied four out of his last six today and just made it at plus three, so it can happen.
But he played the reverse, though. He ended on the front.
True enough.
Tiger's got the back. So it's going to be tough for Tiger. The Grand Slam looks like it's not going to happen this year again.
Say after me this weekend, Armando Galarraga, Detroit. Armando Galarraga, Detroit.
Are you getting grilled on the text line by Armando Galarraga
fans?
I'm
grilling myself. No?
That's all right.
Thanks for all the interaction. Text we didn't get to. Good subject today.
We got time to get a couple more okay. If you want to throw out there.
1455, I don't like being on the good end of a bad call either. You don't want controversy with your team and people saying that you didn't deserve it.
Good point.
0209, make replays like timeouts for both teams' use. Yes, in basketball, please don't let the players go to the sidelines when you're reviewing the clock situation or something like that.
And have the timeout count if it's at 3 seconds ahead of the time for the TV timeout, media timeout. Used to be a rule, then they changed it again. Dumb. Coaches know this stuff. They're not dumb.
Josh and Ely, old man take, and he's 40. Parents running teachers out of schools as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Academics and athletics. You're seeing that. All right, stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next. Monday, Mike Halas back with us on Monday. He's in Chicago right now at the NBA Draft Combine. So we'll talk that, and we'll talk PGA with Mike coming up. Zach, even par going into the weekend, 9 off the lead of Brooks Koepka right now. Adam Scott is 7-under on the course, 6-under for the tournament. Have a great weekend, Mark.
You as well.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.